Hello, hello. Hi, Nana. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am good. We are on the penultimate episode of And Just Like That. It went by really quick.
Yeah. I think it was today, not today, when I looked at the episode number and I was like, wait, does that mean we're almost done?
Yeah.
Because I didn't know how many episodes it was, to be honest with you.
Yeah. When I saw the episode was called The Last Supper Part 1, I figured, okay, so we have one more, so Part 2 would be the end. So yes, Episode 10, The Last Supper. I enjoyed the episode. I think they're wrapping things up. At the same time, things are going through at warp speed. What did you think of the episode?
I didn't like it as much as I have the last, is it three episodes? I really felt like they were on a roll. And this episode felt a little bit to me like a regression. So, yeah, I didn't love it, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I just think they're moving at warp speed. I think there's a lot of stuff that's just being, like, rushed. I understand that they wanted the whole season to be all the seasons. But it still feels rushed. But I do appreciate, compared to Sex and the City, they're giving us timestamps so we can kind of piece together, although we have to do the work of like, okay, so that was October. So that was Valentine's Day. Okay, it's 5 weeks later. It's all that bit. We get an idea of where it was. But the episode starts with Coney Island, which is a place I've always wanted to go, but I've never been. Mm-hmm. But... And we get Steve. I think they're still finding a way to put Steve in, even though on the official podcast, they said something about, I was half listening, and I think they said something about giving Steve a send-off. So I'm like, is this the last we're going to see of Steve? Even though I don't know how that's possible if Brady is in the
picture.
So maybe I misunderstood. But it was nice seeing Steve, and Steve just finding his own happiness, you know, trying to do what he needs to do. And on the official podcast, you know, I'm not a huge fan of Michael Patrick King on there because I think he cuts off the lady writers when they speak. But he was trying to say that the actor who plays Steve came up with the idea of Steve just seems like the kind of person who went to Coney Island and set up stuff. And he did it in the actor who plays Steve's accent. And I was like, this could come off as like you're mocking him. Because I was like, he's doing the whole, and I was like, why are you doing that? Just say it in your own voice. So.
Yeah. You know, I think it's one of those weird things when people have like a habit or history of doing weird things like that. So it just seems weird. That maybe for someone else, you'd be like, huh, that's weird. But you wouldn't think that like a second thought. But with him, clearly he has form. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in this
scene, I don't know if you you go ahead.
In this scene, did you get your answer on Aiden, Steve, and their bar scout?
That's exactly what I was about to say. I was like, so Aiden did have contact with Steve all this time. This is so what I'm saying.
What did he say? I was gonna ask you for clarity because I was like, what, so did he buy him out or what?
Yeah, that's what he said to me. I don't know if it was a buyout or if he's saying, well, you've made lots of money with Scout. You know, so is it ongoing or a buyout? That I'm with you, like it's a bit unclear.
Yeah,
but clearly this is not the first time they've seen each other. They're still in each other's lives, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which is why I always find that so unrealistic that we never heard peep, like nothing from Aiden this whole time. So well, since the movie, I guess. But yeah, I just thought that was really, really, really weird.
I found it interesting when Carrie and Steve were having that conversation. I noticed that Steve only ever has deep conversations, or maybe he only has a friendship with Carrie and not the other two being Samantha and Charlotte. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's an unjust like that thing, because honestly, in my mind, I don't think I ever thought Carrie and Steve had like a relationship up until... And just like that.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Which could be realistic over the years because they stayed married and he's always nice to her when she comes to visit and stuff like that. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. And also, I don't think is that weird.
No, I don't think it's weird. Sorry, I don't
think No. Like, oh yeah, I know what you mean. I'm just like kind of talking to myself. Like how if Samantha was still around, I don't think she'd have a relationship with Steve. And Charlotte and Steve are, their worlds are just so different. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I also don't think it's that weird. But we saw them like talk and get along fine when in season one when they were doing that charity thing. Yeah, so, but I see what you mean. Like, him and Carrie are definitely a lot closer. I will say I always love seeing Brady and Carrie together. He's always so happy to see her. He clearly loves his Aunt Carrie. And she's always so, she's like the perfect aunt you want, right? Like your mom's bestie.
Yes.
I just really like that. Every time we see them together, it's always a vibe.
Yes, I chuckled. I smiled so hard. My smile was almost as big as Brady's. When he rode in and all that. And who would have thought that Brady would be the least bratty of the kids?
Yes. Like,
at least get warm moments with Brady. And Brady seems to get along with Steve just fine.
Mm-hmm. You know? There's always the women that are stuck with, you know, the brattiness. But anyway. Mm-hmm. So Lily always has this look on my face that makes me want to shake her. Like, when it's like a look of contempt and disgust. That's like her permanent expression. And it just drives me insane. I don't know. I think it's the look on her face that makes her annoy me more than Rock. I suppose Rock this season has just kind of been chilling. But yeah. Lily, can't stand her. I'm sorry.
Like I said, it seems like everyone's killing it at work. Like I keep pointing out, Carrie's just floating around. She's not doing anything, just enjoying her millions and billions or whatever amount that she has. But Charlotte is killing it at work, and her children are trying to kill her vibe because they're so used to having her. We have Sam Smith featuring. Any thoughts on that?
I just always forget how tall Sam Smith is every time I see them.
Yes, and he had heels on top of that, and I'm like, yes. Yeah. I was like, he is tall. It's not a fun fact. I think they just asked him, if you were going to an art gallery, who would you have with you? And he said his stylist. So that's who he had in the scene. I forget his name. But yes, that was the person with him. So he said it was just a dream to work with. And my random thought is just, I guess Charlotte's coworker just wears a crop top to work every day. It wasn't a one-time thing. So, the scene with Charlotte and Harry, I like that they included that because it's very easy for the dads and the men to underplay what it is that women do because he's like, oh, I have a brief. I have to run to school, you know, to go get that. But all these things add up. You run to go get that. You run to do grocery. You run to go get dinner or whatever. These little things. It's like when you're moving and you get all the big stuff in the boxes, but then it's the little things that you got to start putting in the boxes that take up all your time and you have to figure out where they came from. So him just saying like, I'm running a brief. I'm doing that or whatever. Now you see how the little annoys are all the things that she has to do all day is actually like, takes brain power. So I'm glad they included that scene.
Especially for ungrateful, bratty children on top of that. That also adds another level of weariness. Look at her. Like, this woman literally braved a snowstorm. I know we're not there yet. Braved a snowstorm. And to have this brat of a child call her gross. Like, what? Anyway.
No.
But, yeah.
So, it was nice to see them at the brunch. I thought everybody looked amazing, especially Charlotte. I don't know what it was, but Charlotte was glowing. But I was like, why is Naya not part of the brunch?
Yeah, that's a good point. I will say, sorry to be negative again, but this whole episode, I think Charlotte looked amazing, but I felt like the acting had regressed again this episode, even from Steve. And Charlotte, and I was just like, and we'll get there later, Aiden. I'm just like, what's happened to all these people's acting abilities? It just, it's all over the place for me. I feel like the only consistent people we see from the main cast are Carrie, Miranda, and Anthony. Everyone else, I'm just like, what is going on here? You just never know what performance I'm going to get week to week. It's interesting. But anyway.
I think for me, I mean, you know, I've been on the opposite side. I think it's been the same. I don't think they got better or anything. But I thought about it, and I think my conclusion is that their original characters or what they were supposed to play were goofy, kind of. Aiden was always kind of off, always kind of like, oh, you did this. Come on, I gotcha, whatever. And Charlotte was always like a little exaggerated, like, you don't go to where we blah, 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 blah. And who's the last person you thought? Steve. Steve has also always been like, you know, kind of, oh, whatever. I think what happens is that it worked when they were younger. Now that they're older, it kind of doesn't mesh together well. So they're doing the same things they were doing, but because they're older, it doesn't translate as
That's
it
a good
did
point.
when they were younger. So I think, because I was sitting, I was like,
So that's what
there's
makes
no
it more
reason.
jarring, right?
Yes. And I think, because I was thinking about it, I was like, okay, but Aiden has always been like a little off. Charlotte has always been like, no, Lady Lattenberg, you will not. And then it's like, okay, maybe it's the older thing that. So I know that is going on with them.
And then also, sorry, just a material fact, the plastic surgery also makes her slimmer, so it
Yeah.
doesn't hit the same.
So speaking of Naya not being part of the brunch, this led me to a conclusion. Not because of the brunch, but by the time the episode ended, I don't think they know what to do with the side characters anymore. I thought they were settling in. We're gonna go further into that, but I don't think they know what to do with Seema. I don't think they know what to do with Naya. LTW maybe, but it's almost like we're getting them in like, oh, here you are. They pop up and then it goes. But then they don't know how else more to develop, especially with Naya. I'm not sure. Andre's gonna have this baby and all that, then what? Well, next week we do see that she meets Gary Dordan, so maybe
Oh, I didn't look at the preview.
something pops up. But this week, I just felt like this week, the week before, and then the week where they didn't even show them at all, it just felt like, are they struggling with what to do with them? But I know they can figure something out, but it just felt like they're focusing mainly on the main characters, and I'm not complaining about that because I really like seeing them together. But that was a thought that I had.
Yeah, definitely Naya. This season, I think, has been a disgrace. Like, her whole storyline. I think they put more of an effort into it in season one, even though I don't really love it. But it's like she's just there, and it's like you said, it's way more glaring. And I agree with you. I think LTW has been the best integrated. But my thing is, like, they still give them whole storylines. Like, we've spent so much time on Che, and even Anthony, you know, like giving them whole storylines, but with Maya, it just seems especially lazy. And I don't know what it is. I think it's because we only really see her like with Miranda. While LTW, we see her with Charlotte, but then we also see her with the whole group. And we see far less of that with Naya, which is why I feel like Naya's storyline feels way more siloed. But yeah, I don't like it. I will say my first reaction watching that scene when she's looking at the invitation, I was like, how rich is Naya? Because you just casually sit around your house in a $1,200 sweater, and then she bought the stroller, and I was like, oh, so Naya must have a lot of disposable income, like she says. But I'm like, where's your money coming from? Because professors ain't making money like that,
Well,
especially
maybe
this
Columbia
nice house.
professors do.
Do you think they are?
If she's tenured, because she specifically said a professor at Columbia, blah blah blah. So hey,
Yeah, or maybe she just has money already, or maybe she does investments. Who knows? What am I to assume? But I was surprised. Like, it's all these small little markers of wealth that I find very funny about this show.
yeah. I appreciated Carrie telling Miranda about meeting with Steve. I just think, I know that there are no rules to life or just thing, but to me it's just courtesy. I just think like we've mentioned this before, there are just certain exes in your friends' lives, and if something happens, I do think that you should just courtesy update your friends. You're not doing anything wrong because Steve is now naturally her friend, but it's just a good update to provide to someone that's one of your best friends or closest friends.
Yeah, I made a note that if I was Miranda, I would feel some kind of way about Carrie's continued relationship with my exes, I would feel some kind of way about her going all the way up to Coney Island to see Steve. I would feel some kind of way about her continued closeness with Che. Because, sir, who are these people to you?
Okay.
I come first.
Che was Carrie's friend. Miranda, yes, who came and started dating. So I think
I get Che, it. That, no, yes, wait, let me finish. Let me finish. I was saying that I understand. I'm talking about later on. We're going to talk about it with the whole stand up. Carrie's reaction rubbed me the wrong way. I can't lie. And I feel like it's because, like, we've had these little scenes. Like, yes, she's cool with all Miranda's exes. To me, that scene at the comedy club, Carrie should have done something different. But I guess we'll talk about it closer then. But just going from that point, if I was Miranda, I'd feel some kind of way.
Yeah, I think Miranda has a right to feel some type of way. But the thing is, I think it's different when they're your friends also. So with Steve, yeah, that's why I mentioned Steve and Carrie's friendship in the beginning, because of the origins. I think what it is now, even being held now, is that Steve is also a friend with Aiden. So it just kind of like, just, it's meshed together in some weird way or whatever. But with Che, it is kind of different because Carrie could feel some type of way. Why are you dating my friend? Because it gets messy if you break up and all that. That's a whole different thing. But we'll talk about that later, like you said. But I at this moment, I appreciate her just giving Miranda the update of that. Yeah. Like we said last week, of course, Carrie sold her apartment to the girl and apparently, according to Seema, sold it for peanuts. So I wonder how much that was. But I don't understand having Seema say, I love you.
Thank you. Again, why do we care about this man that so we've known rushed for two episodes? Yeah.
Whiplash. Seema saying, I love you during sex. But the last thing we saw was like, he's not anything serious. He's not anything. And then that was it. I don't know. It was very strange to me.
I think that we saw more of Seema's relationship in season one with that guy she was dating. Is it nightclub owner or whatever? I'm just like, what is this? What's the point of this? Like, and that whole I love you thing, I'm just like, why introduce a storyline if we're not going to get a resolution? Because did she say I love you just in the heat of the moment because she was enjoying having sex with him? Or does she actually have feelings for him? We got none of that. So what was the point? Like, I don't get it.
And also, if she has feelings, how did it switch up between one? Anyways, all these things were supposed to infer off camera. Miranda at the UN, and again, everything is whiplash. Apparently, her boss has already given birth. She's back and all that and all that stuff. But Miranda's coat that she wore, the multicolored, the tiered coat, I thought was so fantastic. I just, just really was a joy to look at.
And I thought she looked great all episode.
Yeah, the fashion really stepped up, especially with Miranda. But it's about time we got a British person on the show because it took them that long. But I think she's going to be a love interest for Miranda. But her name is Joy.
Oh, you think it's a love interest? See, that whole scene, I thought she was going to offer Miranda something that should go to her boss. So that was going to be the conflict there. I didn't even think about romance.
Oh, it might be. That was my thought. But we'll see. Oh, but I feel like they wouldn't waste time to show all that awkward conversation if it wasn't something. So it could go either way. Like we said, we've already mentioned Andre's thing, but I do think that sending an invite is cruel. And
like, get the fuck out my face.
The podcast was like, I know you guys think it's cruel and it's very whatever, but like I said, everything usually that they write is based on real life. And that really happened to the writer, Samantha Irby. Her ex sent her an invite complete with the register, and she wanted to prove that, you know, disposable income and all that, and so she bought them the most expensive thing. I do not agree with that. I don't think you're showing them anything by buying them a gift. I think ignoring it sends more of a message like, you're not a motherfucking factor in my life.
Mm-hmm. I think she's been ridiculous, personally. Spending all that money on a man who literally your ex-husband It's not even just your ex-boyfriend, your ex, like, fuck out of here, sorry. And I get it, we're being civil, and we could still remain civil, but why are you sending me this? Did you really think I was going to show up? What, sit around and do diaper cakes? Like, please be serious. Come on.
Well, maybe
has it even been a year?
Maybe because she put the multiple emojis or whatever, but still, I just think...
Yeah, but he should also know his wife, right? His ex-wife, I should say. Like, do you really think... Anyway, sometimes I'm just like, so did you know each other at all? Like, why would you think that was a good idea?
It's sensitive. In Samantha Irby's real life, it wasn't quite the same, but hers, the way she put it was that he left her because of her inability to have a child, which I think is even worse.
And then, so inability, not unwillingness?
Yes, she said inability.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And then you send that, and then you also bought a gift? Like, well, that's on you, so.
Wow.
Oh, no. But anyways, in the midst of her having her breakdown or whatever thing that she's doing, she basically says a flippant comment, which is like, I need to be like you, Miranda. I need to go cold turkey, like, and cut off all my exes. Cold turkey is your spirit animal. And Miranda's like, I don't do that. And Miranda took it as an insult. I did not understand this at all. If you guys listen to our rewatch, if you guys listen to this, you know my stance on this. I know there are exceptions, but I could not for the life of me understand why Miranda took this as a personal affront. But I was curious to hear your thoughts on this.
I had the exact same thought. I was like, why is it a bad thing that you can quit your ex's cold turkey? Everyone's different. That's literally what I thought about it. Like, what's the issue? You don't have to be friends with your exes. Just like some people who don't really have an issue with their exes and can remain friends or friendly with them. I don't think there's an issue there either. I did not see it as an insult. So I was also like you, very surprised when she took it as an insult, which has obviously led her to going to Che's set because she wanted to prove that she doesn't throw her exes away. I'm like, they're your exes. If you want to throw them away, you can. They don't have to stay in your life. Her only ex that kind of still has to be in her life is Steve because you have a child together. That's it. You're not obligated to anyone else. That's how I took it.
I also felt like they shoehorned it because what is Miranda doing differently than the rest? I don't see Charlotte talking to Trey.
Nope.
I don't see Carrie, who didn't talk to Aiden for years.
No.
Like, it's not like they were friends. So I don't know why they're making Miranda's like she did. It was extenuating circumstances. Like, when she, what happened with Steve, I don't even think Steve wanted to see her in the moment. He was angry. So it was a very terrible thing or whatever. And when she saw Che, Che was her first same-sex relationship, and she broke her, they broke her heart. Why would she want to be, she has to give time to process. So it was a shoehorn.
And it's still fresh. Yeah. And also, I'm sorry, Miranda's been, was with Steve for what, like at least what, 17, 18 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
How, what is your sample size like of her throwing exes away? When she brought up Skipper, the way I rolled my eyes so hard, I'm like, please be fucking serious. Skipper?
Carrie's like, that was 23 years ago. Come on, girl.
Yeah.
Go back that far. So
I just thought it was really dumb. I can't lie. So, yeah.
I'm saving the whole comedy thing for the end, so we're going to get there. Last week I mentioned if they were going to bring up the whole abortion thing with LTW. They kind of did, but didn't. They talked about it, and she is not ready to have a child. But I think the one thing that stood out to me was, like, I love how Herbert skipped to abortion as an option, but the option was not for him to drop out of the race and kind of take out. Because ordinarily, if he was flipped, it's usually like, why don't you give up this so you have more time to take care of your child? But it's never, the onus is never on the husband to do that and give up stuff or whatever. But I think they covered their asses by LTW saying, thank you. I thought about it, but it's not something I can do. But I think they not cleaned it up, but they're giving her a miscarriage. And I wonder what, I wonder why they put in a pregnancy at all. I wasn't able to finish the podcast this week to understand, but I feel like there's a reason why that was put in, or unless I'm giving them too much credit. But they have.
I can give you a very uncharitable reason why it was put in my opinion.
Okay.
Is the same as them having a Che character. What was Is it Franklin? I've forgotten his name. The Asian podcast producer.
Oh,
Says
okay.
it's and his wife smoke. I think it's all a part of those. Look how, let's check liberal boxes. That's what I think it is, which is why the storyline was also unsatisfying, because you're going to dance around it. You never even use the word abortion. It's like thrown out there to show, oh, look how liberal we are, but you're not going into any depth or literally giving us anything deeper. To me, it's box checking. Just like having these new supplemental characters, you complain we don't have any black people. Well, here are two black women to join the team. To me, that's what it all was, to be honest with you.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. I mean, you're right. They never actually said the word abortion. He just said, should we be having that other conversation? And they just kind of skirted around it.
I have to say, I really enjoyed Nicole Ari Parker's portrayal. I think she did the whole kind of guilt and frustration and anger well, you know, even when like you said, they're clearly gonna make her have a miscarriage. You could feel the guilt coming through. It's like, why do you even want this baby anyway? And now I'm definitely not gonna have this baby. And I think, I don't know, I think it was well done. Like all the conflicting emotions. It's not like you hate your children, but you definitely don't want another one at this age, 8 years after your last one, just when your career is taken off. And then bam, you have a miscarriage. Like you'd feel like shit. And I feel like it was shown kind of well.
No argument for me. I don't want to beat a dead horse. I say it all the time that I just think like her acting is a standout for me in this remake. In the official podcast, they mentioned a stat that I didn't check, and I hope I heard it right, that 90 something percent of the abortions are from people who already have kids. I mean,
Yeah, I've heard
kids have
that before.
kids. So something for people to think about.
Yeah, I've heard that stuff before.
The whole Stanford storyline. Listen, I know they're in a tough spot. They can't have another death and the real actor is dead. It's just a little absurd. And it's funny, like every time I ask a question, Carrie addressed it. Like I was like, why wouldn't he have a conversation with his husband? And then Anthony asked, why wouldn't he tell me all this? And then Carrie's like, because if I told you, you would laugh and all that. And I just, maybe this is the best they could do. I didn't hate it. It's just a little absurd. But I didn't quite hate how they're wrapping it up. But also, when you say it out loud, he's going to be a monk. I don't know what else to say. I don't
It's
know
so
what to
funny
think
that you
of.
say that, because I literally put they did the best they could with Stanford,
Yes.
because literally, unless you're gonna write him off, because you could write a character off the show, but he's not even there to do like a goodbye scene where it could be somewhat believable. So I guess that is the best they could if they're not gonna kill him off on the show. Like I would even rather have had them give Stanford the Samantha treatment, where he had a huge blowout with Carrie and Anthony, because even if he's leaving Anthony, he's been in Carrie's life for decades, you know, they're still friends, so he will still come up. So I feel like you'd have to manufacture a reason for him to also break ties with Carrie. Yeah, so but again, I guess they did the best they could. I'm not gonna be too harsh on them. Their Photoshop skills need to be better though. But just showing that picture, and I'm like, girl, please come on. But yeah, and the scene was well done though between her and Anthony. Like, it's just that undercurrent of sadness, obviously. Good old dramatic irony. But yeah.
Speaking of, Giuseppe's already in love with Anthony too. I'm just like, this episode is giving me whiplash because everybody's just going too fast. Okay, so then we have the thing where Miranda's trying to prove that she's a cool ex and she showed up. I cracked the hell up when Carrie was like, she doesn't know you're here. She goes, no, it's a surprise. And Carrie's like, okay. Bad idea. That routine was harsh. But
Horrible.
I can't believe it, but I think I'm in Shay's side where stand up is not exactly the kindest. But from Miranda's point of view, I just feel it confirms everything that we thought. Shay did not like Miranda as a person.
Nope.
Did not respect her. Because when she said, I was trying to figure out why I was fucking her, I'm like, damn. Yep. This is like really, really mean. But this is why you leave exes in the dust. But also, Aiden's face had me rolling. Like, the way he was uncomfortable. Just taking sips of drink, leaning back into his chair. I was like, this is hilarious to me. But the thing is, we know that she didn't know. Sorry. We know they didn't know Miranda was going to be there. But you knew Carrie was going to be there.
Thank you. You're getting to the crux of my beef. Because this is why I'm saying I'm annoyed with Carrie, like, from the very beginning. Because I keep thinking, would Carrie have been okay with Chase if Miranda wasn't there? Because she would have sat, we know Carrie would have sat and listened to the whole thing, watching this woman who is way newer, this person, sorry, who's way newer in your life, shred the hell out of your best friend that you guys have been best friends for decades. I would not have sat there and listened to that. Like, come on. Like, I get it, it's stand up. Like, that's just kind of what you, it is cruel. People use their stories as inspiration. We all know not everything's 100% correct. But in my head, I'm like, I'm sorry, if you're my best friend, people shouldn't feel comfortable even to chat shit about me like that in your presence. And to me, that's a problem.
So let me ask you this. If Miranda wasn't there and Carrie was there, whether she sat through the whole thing, sat through some of it, or left, what would be the right thing to do? Do you tell your friend these hurtful things, or do you not say anything at all?
I would not say something to Miranda. I would say something to Che. I'd be like, hey, I know this is your job, but your breakup from Miranda, this has put me in an awkward position. Miranda will always come first in my life. If in the future your stand-up is going to be about her, I'd rather not come, so just give me a heads up. Something like that.
Okay, that makes sense. So I didn't get so mad at the comedy club. I got mad at the dinner. I thought Carrie was very flippant about when Miranda said she wasn't going to come, and she was like, no. Yep. You should come here, because my absolute first thought was like, I would uninvite Che. Like, no question.
Oh, no, my thinking, gosh.
No, whatever. Like, I get it. I know the measure of friendship is not how long, because I've had some newer friends who are closer friends. But in this case, in this breakup, I would pick. I'm not putting two people to be there and make my friend be uncomfortable. I will uninvite Che. I'm sorry. Without thinking.
So I want to shake your hand so bad. Because, again, this is what I'm saying. This is all bolstering my absolute dislike of Carrie's treatment of Miranda in this episode. This is why I was like, she really pissed me off bad. Because I'm not saying Miranda's being in the right or whatever, but that's your bestie. Like, your 100% bestie. Yes, Che's your friend, but you're really showing Miranda that her feelings come second to all these other people. And I don't care if Miranda's being rational or irrational. Like, she's also going through a hard time. Show up for her, too. Like, you're telling me I have to suck it up and come sit next to my recent ex who just shredded me, absolutely eviscerated me in their comeback set, and also have my ex-husband there. Steve, whatever, we can suck it up. But Che doesn't have to be there. Who's Che to you? She's your friend, but who is she to you? Who are they to you, sorry? Like, come on. I just thought that was too much. Too much.
It was the way, and even the things that she told her that I thought was a little, like, insensitive. She was like, you need to know, like, you were married to Steve. You don't know what's going on in his life. I'm like, yes, but they're divorced.
Thank you.
You were with Aiden, and you were engaged to Aiden, and you didn't know what happened to him afterwards. Like, this was a very strange line of thinking of shoehorning this whole thing of Miranda not caring what... That is why you break with your exes. You're not supposed to keep up with everything going on in their life. She doesn't owe anything. Does Steve know she went to the UN? I don't know. It was just weird to me.
Yeah. I just thought Carol was a really bad friend to Miranda in this episode. I did not like it at all. It just reeked of selfishness. So I'm sorry, it's a dinner party to say goodbye to your apartment. What memories does Che have of your apartment? Do you know what I mean? Like, well, if you talk, and I'm sure Che would even understand. Oh yeah, I guess. And also, I think Che would understand if Carrie told them that, hey, I'm not comfortable. I don't even think Che is unreasonable. I think Che would 100% get it. But instead, it's Miranda you're telling, suck it up. Like, nah, that pissed me off bad. I can't lie. It really did.
And then she was chastising her on top of that. So
yeah.
Carrie's new apartment is gorgeous. Every time she steps in, I'm like, oh my God.
But, all the light. I love so much light. But yeah.
Okay. So in the beginning when, you know they have that 1 week off, 1 week on, where Aiden comes into town and then it's Virginia. When he gets into town, Wyatt, the problem child, calls and is like, come home, mom is being a dick and all that stuff. And he's like, no, I have 2 days and that's it. So they're in a hotel before they're moving to their place. Before all this, I was saying that I had a note that said Aiden is acting weird. Like, I don't know what's going on, but he's acting weird. But maybe that's just the weird acting. Like, the actual acting, not like acting, the verb acting weird.
Bad acting. And,
they call and he finds out that Wyatt got into an accident and he was trying to go to his house, Aiden's house, and got into the truck and hit a tree. Now he's in the hospital and he broke a lot of things and Aiden is just like sobbing and is like, I should have been there. I should have been there for him. And I'm like, let me take a page out of Nana's book. I'm so sorry, but I really thought this was an overreaction. I'm also not a parent, and I should also consider that he could have died. But I'm just, what did I miss?
First of all, I was laughing because, sorry, I don't care. That was horrendous acting. The crying. I was sitting there like, are these people serious? It's the best take they could get. And I think what they're trying to say again is, you know, the guilt. He's been really happy with Carrie and he probably feels like he's put his kids somewhat on a back burner because we all know Wyatt is a problem child who every time, which is what I'm saying, sometimes get your kids in hand, bro. Like, sit down and talk to them because Wyatt is, what, 14, 15? He's not a child. He's old enough to know what he's doing. He's trying to fuck up his dad's relationship with Carrie because every time he's with Carrie, he immediately calls Aiden to be like, Dad, come home. Dad, mom's in this. He's just being a typical bratty child. And I get it. He's a kid. His brain isn't fully developed. But this is where you put down hard boundaries. And I get it. Both him and his wife said, like, he's always been their problem child. And I think it's the guilt, that scene, that's what the crying was about, because he's been happy with Carrie and he probably thinks he should have spent more time with him or literally rushed home when his child asked him to. That's what I'm thinking. But the acting was just...
Yeah, horrific. I know it's the guilt, but I just thought, I don't know, even if he was home, it could have been something else. Yes, yep. You wanted to be with your dad, but it could have been something else. So I don't know. This is probably the beginning of I got to pick my kids over Carrie, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I think they have a great setup. You rich people can afford to have a week on, a week off. Like, and it's just, it's not even that long. Wyatt is lucky. You're with your mom. It's summer. Do you know, I don't know. Maybe again, because we don't have kids, maybe we'd feel differently otherwise. But yeah, hated it. And what made it even worse, with Ada's sobby, Carrie going breaks heel. And I'm like, is this the best you've got, Carrie?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it just made me laugh so much. Because I'm just like, what the hell is this? But yeah, anyway.
Yeah, but that, I mean, that pretty much was it. Any other standouts for you?
No, I think we literally covered everything in my notes. It all came up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Lily saying you're so gross, that was terrible. I'm glad, like, Charlotte gave it to her. I was somebody before you. Get your shit together. And, you know.
And I was a little bit irritated with Harry because I'm like, did you guys not have a deal? And I feel like he's not holding up his end of it as much as he said he would. But again, that's typical, isn't it? I know he's trying, but damn, like, she just sold this huge painting to Sansa. She's allowed to go out with her white friends. And anyway, it's fine. Her kids should also get used to being independent and her not always running to fix things. They're actually not that young. So, yeah, they all need to get a pen.
Because you say you're so gross to your mom, Harry should immediately be like, don't talk to your mother like that.
Thank you. Thank you. The cheek of her. But anyway, don't get me started on Lily.
But yeah. He's what? 17, 18?
Yes. Yes. Like,
please, you want to have sex, real. But you don't want responsibilities? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's that look on her face that drives me. That look of, like, disdain. I'm just like, who are you looking at like that? Your mother, who's literally always bent more than backwards over for you. Relax. But yeah. Anyway. Can you please tell the people where they can find us?
Yes, you can find us at the Rewatch Times 2, TheRewatchX2 on Twitter, Instagram, and email at gmail.com.
And please give us a 5-star rating wherever you listen to podcasts. We'd greatly appreciate it, particularly on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.